جناحا رواه مسلم. So the Sahaba asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the khurfa of Jannah? What is this khurfa of Jannah that you are speaking of? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's fruits. In other words, when a person is visiting a sick person, it's as though this person is in the garden of Jannah full of fruits. How nice when we see a fruit, especially summertime when there's so many different varieties of fruits, and now a person has got fruits all around him laid on the dastarkhan, how nice he feels. And those are just the fruits of the dunya. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that it's as though this person is amongst the fruits of Jannah when he is visiting a sick person. How beautiful that is. When Ali radiallahu anhu qal, sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, ma min muslimin ya'udu musliman ghudwatan illa salla alayhi sab'una alfa malakin hatta yumsiya. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there isn't any Muslim who visits a Muslim, another Muslim, in the morning, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that 70,000 angels, they send salutations upon him. So 70,000 angels are making dua of specific rahmat, special rahmat on this person. Why? Because he went in the morning to visit somebody. So those malaika start making dua, and they start making dua, the maghfirat for this person, and they send salutations for this person. Till when? Hatta yumsiya, until the evening. So they're sending salutations, in other words, they're making dua of rahmat for this person right up till the evening, just because he went to visit somebody in the morning. وَإِنْ عَادَهُ عَشِيَةً إِلَّا صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ حَتَّى يُصْبِحَ. And if he visits somebody in the evening, then 70,000 malaika send salutations, make dua of rahmat for this person right till the morning. So in the evening he visited somebody, the whole night he may have slept. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints 70,000 malaika to make dua and rahmat for this person. Why? Because he just visited somebody in the evening. وَكَانَ لَهُ خَرِيفٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And this person will have the fruits of paradise. So here again, when you say the fruits of paradise, it means Allah Pak will enter this person into Jannah. Can't be in Jahannam and getting the fruits of paradise. He'll get the fruits of paradise when he is entered into Jannah. So here's also an explanation, a way of saying that he'll get Jannah for visiting a sick person. So such a great reward this is for visiting a sick. Imagine a person that is looking after his parents who are sick. One is there, his parents, they're close to him. Another is from yesterday's hadith we learned that the person who is visiting a sick person, it's as though he's visiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What it means is he's getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine a person has got the pleasure of Allah Pak in his own home by looking after his own parents. What a great reward. And then he's got the fruits of Jannah in his own house also. So these are things a person should capitalize upon. Very often people take it as a burden. And where can we put this person? Where can we find an old age home? Where can we find an hospital to put this person now? We can't take care of them. The weekend is coming. But when hadiths like this are in front of us, 70,000 malaika will make dua for you if you have visited a sick person. Imagine keeping the sick person in your own home. What a great reward that is. And then the sick person happens to be your parents. How much more greater that will be. Last hadith for today. And Anas radiallahu anhu, قَالَ كَانَ غُلَامٌ يَهُودِيٌ يَخْدُمُ النَّبِيَّ صلى الله عليه وسلم فَمَرِضًا. This hadith shows us to what extent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to visit a person. There was a young boy who was a Jew. He would serve Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would assist Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. فَمَرِضًا فَأَتَاهُ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم يَعُودُهُ. So this young boy, this Jewish boy, he fell ill. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit him. فَقَعَدَ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat at his headside. So here also we learn when we visit a sick person where we should sit at the headside. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sat at the headside of this person. فَقَالَ لَهُ أَسْلِمْ. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made out that this person, this young boy, was on his last. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had the fikr of akhirat for this child also. This young boy had the fikr of akhirat. He told him, أَسْلِمْ, accept Islam. فَنَظَرَ إِلَىٰ أَبِيهِ وَهُوَ عِنْدَهُ. So what this boy did was he looked towards his father. In other words, he was seeking the permission of his father. Can I listen to what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling me? He had respect. The person has adab and he has respect. And he goes very, very far in life. So this person had a lot of adab and respect. So he looked towards his father and as though he's asking his father for permission. So فَقَالَ أَطِعْ أَبَا الْقَاسِمْ. So the father told him that listen to Abu al-Qasim, in other words, listen to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His laqab, his title was known as Abu al-Qasim. Listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَسْلَمَ. So this young boy had accepted Islam. فَخَرَجَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَهُ يَقُولُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam left from there whilst he was saying these words. Alhamdulillah min al-nar, rawahu al-Bukhari. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, all praise be to that zat, that being who has saved this boy from the fire of Jahannam. All praise. In other words, he was so happy that one more person got saved from the fire of Jahannam. This was the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many, many points that come out from this hadith. We'll discuss it further. But some of the points that come out from this hadith is that it is permissible to visit a non-Muslim when he's not well. Sometimes this can be a means of hidayah. This person is not well. It's permissible to visit. Another thing is, a person may take khidmat from a young person so long as his guardian, his parents don't mind. That he's serving, yeah, he was serving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak used that as a means of hidayat. Another thing that comes out from this is that children also should be encouraged towards truth. Children also should be encouraged towards adab and etiquette. Here this young boy looked towards his father, showing that he had some etiquette in him, he had adab in him. He didn't just do things randomly. Unfortunately, you'll find today the youngsters, every person wants to do everything by themselves. Very few people would like to make mashwara. Very few people would like to take advices from the seniors and the parents. Whereas there's something that is very important. Another point that comes out from this is by sitting in the company of the pious, is a lot of benefit. Yeah, he would stay in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the means of the boy's hidayat, right? At the end, at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person shouldn't think, if I'm staying in the company of the pious, I'm not getting anything out of it. Person doesn't know at which point Allah Pak will use that as an excuse, will use that as a means of giving this person hidayat at some point, giving this person some khair at some point, assisting the person at some point in his life. He doesn't know why. He just sat in the company of the pious. He spent time in the company of the pious. Maybe immediately he didn't see the benefit. Later on the benefit would come. Look at this person. Right at the end of his life, that benefit had come to him by accepting. Not only did he accept, he passed away as a sahabi. What a great thing. He passed away as a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Learn from here is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was such a compassionate, such a loving person, that even the arch enemies or the staunch people against him, they also realized that what akhlaq and what character he had, that yeah, despite this person being a non-Muslim, he came and he visited him, he advised him, and he was happy for his sake. This is what you call compassion and love. So ulama explained to us also that if a person has got maybe a non-Muslim client, non-Muslim friend, non-Muslim neighbor, it doesn't mean he can't be kind towards him. What we shouldn't respect that person's religion, go out of his way and make ta'zim and show greatness to the religion. But the person himself, he may show kindness, he may show some type of gesture of mercy, he may show some type of etiquette. That is something that is encouraged, because these type of etiquettes towards neighbors, towards clients, towards friends, towards acquaintances who are non-Muslim, will be a means of attracting the person towards Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and read Surah Kahf. It's still the salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come early for Jummah. Take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.